who gets out of the Chick-fil-A line? No one. You have to be crazy. And I said, I'm going to go have a baby. They just called. I need to get out of line. And they were all like, well, congratulations. Yeah, they moved like two of the cones. And my husband, I have to say, was not very happy with me because he really wanted the Chick-fil-A.
The grand opening of any Chick-fil-A location is a big deal, especially when your state only has four of them. Only one thing can keep Chantel Zika from being one of the first customers at the new restaurant in Bismarck, North Dakota: giving birth. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, did you happen to receive any like big baby news while you were in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru?
Well, seems to me like a couple months ago, I was in the drive-thru and everyone was getting excited. There was something going on, a commotion. And I said, you know, what's going on? They said, yeah, somebody in North Dakota is having a baby. And so they gave us all free waffle fries. It was kind of nice.
Wow, that is nice. Free fries to celebrate. Love it. Well, this is a pretty crazy story. And really, the only person who can tell it is the mom herself, Chantel Zika. Chantel, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, you guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hear congratulations are in order. You were able to get your meal from Chick-fil-A after having a baby?
We did the next day, yes.
Okay, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But seriously, though, how is the baby? It's Alexander James, right?
Yes, he is a joy. He's I've got three kids, and he has by far been the easiest one of all three of them. So...
Oh, that's so
Andy's
sweet.
And he's super cute. Yeah,
that's because his name James is in there. That's what that is.
Oh, that must be your first name, Jim for short, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's true. What a coincidence.
I mean, yeah. I must have named him after you. I just didn't know it yet.
Yeah. And my oldest son, his middle name is Alexander. So, wow, I feel a little bond coming on here.
Yes. Yep. Lifelong friends.
Yeah. So take us back to Alexander James's birthday. Were you just craving the extra pickles on the number one combo?
Well, funny thing is that we always get the nuggets. So, but I do love just the original sandwich. So it was opening day and we're like, well, why not? Let's just brave the long line. I mean, it was way out of the parking lot on the side street. We'd been waiting for been almost a half an hour and we were really close. I wouldn't say to the ordering where you order, but we were close to the turn to go around another corner into that line. So I got a call and I'd been waiting. I was 2 days away from my due date. I was miserable as anyone else who's almost full term, you know, pregnancy. And they called and said, hey, we've got a spot for you. I was on call for being induced. And I'm like, okay, babe, we have to get out of line. He's like, but we have like 20 minutes left. I'm like, I don't want to wait. I can't wait any longer. I'm miserable. I'm in pain. And so there was, I think it was the new owner of the restaurant and a couple other like higher management people standing off to the left. And it wasn't warm outside. It was pretty cold still. It's December in North Dakota. And there were some cones and a police officer was standing. And I said, hey, excuse me, sir, can you please move the cones? And he looked at me and he's like, well, you have enough room to turn and stay in line. I'm like, no. I need to get out of line. And like, who does that? Who gets out of the Chick-fil-A line? No one. You have to be crazy. And I said, I'm going to go have a baby. They just called. I need to get out of line. And they were all like, well, congratulations. Yeah. They moved like two of the cones. And my husband, I have to say, was not very happy with me because he really wanted the Chick-fil-A, but we did. We got out of line and we had to run home and grab a couple things and we were off to the hospital.
Was there any part of you that hesitated when you got the call? Like, how much will it hurt if I just grab my food and then go to the hospital?
Absolutely not. No. And the funny thing is we had already ordered on the app. And so I had to cancel the order as well. And so, I had no hesitation. I looked at him and I'm like, I'm getting out of line. Like, if you want to stay here and get your food, I'm leaving. I'm going to go. So,
and this is a new location in Bismarck where you live?
Yep. It's our first one in Bismarck, actually. There was a couple other towns. I mean, we're the capital and we didn't even have it. So we only have one.
Wow.
Maybe we'll get another. I don't know. Maybe I'll open one. I don't know.
There you go.
Maybe next time you're going to have some more kids, because you know, every time you have a child, you can get in line. It'd be-
you know, unfortunately, we're done having kids, but that's a good idea. I'll have to, I don't know, maybe tell my sister. Maybe she can be the next Chick-fil-A person. We all love Chick-fil-A.
Don't they have delivery service? Couldn't they brought it to the hospital?
Well, being at open day, I don't know, because they were swamped. And I think it's only like Uber Eats or something like that. I don't think they have their own personal delivery.
We'll have to do something about that. Allison has a lot of power there, so she can maybe can work that out for you.
I'll work on that. How long have you been a Chick-fil-A fan?
I don't, you know, honestly, I'm not even sure. I don't even remember the first time that I really had Chick-fil-A, but I'd say probably 6 or 7 years.
Whoa. What did the Chick-fil-A do when they heard this story?
My husband went back the next day to get Chick-fil-A, and he brought it to the hospital, and he kind of explained to them, he's like, yeah, we were in line yesterday and we got a call, so we left the line. And they sent one of the little cows, the little stuffy cow, and it has a sign that says eat more chicken. And so I think it was the morning before we left, to come home, I took a picture of Alex swaddled with the cow next to him. And I actually sent it to, I think our Chick-fil-A is like Chick-fil-A Kirkwood Mall, I think, because it's at our mall. In the parking lot. And I sent them on Facebook Messenger a picture of him with it. And their media lady contacted me and she's like, we love this story. We have a package to send you. And they sent me a 4 free sandwich coupons.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Free food.
What keeps you there? I'm just kidding.
Not the weather, that's for sure.
I feel bad. I have 2 Chick-fil-A's within a mile of me.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. Amazing. I'm like in heaven.
Good for you. That's awesome. What I'd give for more Chick-fil-A's.
Now, do you think Alex will have his first birthday party there? Or, like, will you tell him this story?
Oh, yeah. He'll hear about it. I've got people sometimes, like, at his healthcare clinic, one of the front desk ladies, every single time we walk in for his appointment, she's like, oh, there's my favorite Chick-fil-A baby. And so, I mean, I have had people comment saying, you know, oh, we saw you on the news, because our local news came to my house and did a whole story as well. And so, yeah, he'll know about it. And I never thought about his first birthday party. That is a good idea. That's a good idea. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. We've had lots of birthday parties there, and it's always super fun.
I'm excited now.
Yeah. I was going to say Allison is an expert on parties at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will have to message you about some more ideas.
Yes. There are tons of them out there. And, of course, you'll have to have the cow come out and, you know, deliver the cake.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Well, it is time for a quick break, but when we come back, it's Food for Thought with Chantel Zika. Hey, Jim Mann here. You all know me as the social media guru. I'm always on the TikTok and the MySpace, leaving my mark and changing people's lives. That's who I am. Can't help it. But I don't want to intimidate anybody with my social media prowess, so let me get right to the point. Will you do us a favor and follow us on Facebook and Instagram? I'll make it easy. Just type in Chick-fil-A podcast in either one and boom, there we are. It's that simple. If you have any questions, just ask Allison. That's what she's here for. Me? I'm too busy never mind. Well, welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Chantel, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Wait, can I point something ironic out? Her trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru is actually really long and slow.
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, that's thanks for pointing that out there.
You're welcome.
Allison. I'm just going to take my time then.
Yes, take your time.
Yeah, and stay in line this time, will you? All right, what is your favorite sauce?
I love the Chick-fil-A sauce, but I have started really liking the Polynesian sauce
yes!
as well.
Excellent. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He
there
goes
you
to
go.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Jesus' chicken. It's his chicken, so.
Indeed. If you worked at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
Oh, man. Probably making the milkshakes.
Yes, perfect. What's your favorite milkshake flavor?
I tried the peppermint one at Christmas time, and that was, I'd probably say that one. It was really good.
Okay, if you can only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, Jim, that's hard. the mac and cheese.
Mm. All right. What menu item have you never tried?
That's a really good question. I try something. Oh, the chicken tortilla soup.
I've never tried that either.
No, the chicken noodle soup, that was really good.
I don't think I've had that either. Sorry.
Jim, have you eaten that?
I'm in a rut. All right. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I can't say that I have. No.
Well, the opportunity be coming, so hang in there. Okay, how many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
I have 567 points.
Oh, well, you know, it's new for you, so that's
yes,
okay.
Yep.
You're on a good pace.
Thank you.
How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Well, I have probably eaten 15, not going to lie. That's a lot. We always get the 30-pack because it feeds our whole little family, so.
Oh. Yeah. Well, are you team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that you guys have never had this tortilla soup. It's really good.
I'm just not a fan. Like, if it's at a potluck or somebody brings it to work, I'm just not a huge fan of it, period. But I might try it just to say I have.
Yeah, plus it's kind of a good cold weather food, and, you know, you live in North Dakota, so I imagine it's pretty chilly.
Yeah, it's, I think, negative something today. Negative cold. I mean, once it's past zero, you just go keep negative 31. I just looked it up.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were in a blizzard, so.
Whoa. Well, speaking of that, you are our very first guest in North Dakota that we've ever had, so that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Have you always lived there?
No, and Jim and I were talking about this. My husband and I are actually from Iowa.
Ah, cool. What part?
He's from Adel, which is super close to Des Moines. It's just right outside of Des Moines. And then I'm from a really small town called Winfield, which is 45 minutes south of Iowa City.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and what brought you guys to North Dakota?
Well, 12 years ago, I moved up here with my family. My dad is a pastor or was a pastor, and he took a church here in Bismarck. And then we were friends for a long time, and we just kind of rekindled and we got married, and now we live up here close to my family. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Now, I was kind of researching this a little bit, and it's my understanding that the first Chick-fil-A in North Dakota just opened in 2017. So you guys haven't even had them that long.
Mm-mm. Was that one in Fargo, I'm guessing?
I think so. Yeah. What did you do before that?
I didn't eat it. I actually, in 2017, we went to... No, that would have been 2018. We went to Florida and we ate it with my husband's sister. So it was anytime I went to Iowa to visit my husband's family or Florida to visit his sister, that's when I would eat it.
Wow, so. Look at that. Iowa and Florida. I'm from Florida myself.
Nice. Man, I think we're going to be lifelong friends.
Yeah. That's where you picked up the name James, probably. What part of Florida? I'm just being nosy.
She lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. I've heard of that.
I'm sure you have.
Well, hey, now that Chick-fil-A is a part of your life, you probably have new dreams and ambitions and stuff like that. Your whole world is opening up to you. You ever thought about owning a fifth one there?
I've mentioned it to my husband, and maybe if we come upon some money, maybe we will.
Well, you got a great story. I think that gives you a little advantage there.
It might.
I have a trivia question for you. This may help in your interview when you're applying for this position. Do you know the states with the most Chick-fil-A locations?
The state with the most Chick-fil-A locations. Oh, man. I don't think I do, but I will guess.
What do you think?
I'm thinking of like the bigger states. I want to say California, but I'm going to just go with California.
Do you have a guess, Jim?
Yeah, well, California, they're kind of recent with their Chick-fil-A's, aren't they? So I don't think there's as many there. You would think it'd be Georgia, which is like, you know, where they're headquartered. But I'll go with Texas just because it's so big.
You're right. It's Texas.
That one did cross my mind.
They have 455. Well, you were right because you were thinking, you know, large states. They have 455.
Oh,
okay,
my
goodness.
You
only have four.
Yep. We're on our way.
455 represents 16% of all Chick-fil-A's are in Texas.
Oh, my. Wow. I know. Good for them.
No. Well, and Montana only has one. So you're beating Montana.
Yes.
And there's none in Alaska.
I was going to say, is there a state that doesn't have any?
Well, Alaska and Vermont. And Vermont doesn't want one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are they even a state then?
Right.
I mean, I could understand Alaska. But Vermont? Come on.
No, they have to drive across the border to get some.
Oh, that's sad.
And didn't Hawaii just get one?
Yes, I think they are there. Maybe it's being built. I can never remember, but yeah, we need to go there and check them out, Jim.
Yep.
Well, yeah, we got to do the podcast there.
And I suppose we could go to North Dakota and visit too, but it's got to be summertime, right?
It is nice in the summer. Yes, yes.
It gets up to what, 50?
Actually. it gets in the hundreds. It does.
Well, what? Extreme.
Yeah,
it does.
We have very hot summers. Yep.
Huh.
I mean, not like the whole summer, but I mean, we're 80s, 90s for the most of the summer. But there are days where it's over 100.
You've got quite the swing, then. That's amazing.
Yes. Yep. We do.
We shouldn't mention, but it's going to be 72 here today. Sorry.
That's just mean, Jim. That's just mean.
That was rough. 72. I could take that.
I think you owe this lady a milkshake. Send her some points since you've got so
please.
Many points.
Oh, right. I'll do it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chantel. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
And give Alex a hug for us.
Oh, absolutely.
It's little Jimmy.
No, his name is Alex.
Okay. Jim. Sorry.
Alexander Jimmy.
That's right.
Oh, it's got a nice ring to it. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.